Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor sitting in with...
What's up?
Scotty Shank.
Dude, yeah. I'm over this.
Oh my
weather.
Gosh! Yeah, this is
9 days. I counted them.
You counted them?
Mm-hmm. I started. It started last Thursday.
Okay. 9 days and of what?
Northeast winds.
So it didn't blow northeast today.
East.
Yeah, it blew east.
I'm just saying everything's coming off the ocean, and it's been that way for 9 days now.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is that. Carrie and I, we spend a lot of time at our place in Georgia this time of year, and we're begging.
You're loving this.
Begging for rain up there. I'm literally begging. I mean, we haven't had anything since the end of September. Nothing. Nothing. It is so flipping dry up there. Dude.
And these ones are frog swallowers.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch it come, you look across the river and go, damn, there ain't no tree line. Where did tree line go?
Yeah, but I guess my point was that I was like, you know, when we were coming home this week, because I had to do some trips, and it was like you get here and it's like a tropical flipping depression every day, man. Holy cow.
And honestly, truthfully, some of those fronts coming in off the ocean – dude, some of them were packing, like, some severe winds, like 30, 40 knots.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just goes totally still, and the bugs come out. And it's like...
And it's, like, brutally hot. Yeah. I mean, seriously, today, you went from a jacket, needing jeans, to 5 minutes later, you're stripping stuff off, you're putting bug spray on. You know, I mean, it was, it's very strange, but, you know, it's like, Carrie's like, where's this coming from? And I'm like,
okay, I'll tell you exactly.
tropical time of year.
Well, there's a high pressure system that's stationed off around north of North Carolina, okay, and it's just sitting there for the last 9 days. Well, we have that Epsilon that keeps turning around out there, and it's been playing around for almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Then we got another one south of here.
Yep.
A low. That is trying to do something
it's
that's going to cut
anything.
Across.
Yep.
I'm just telling
you.
So anyhow, but how weird is it to that we've had no cold fronts?
Yeah, exactly.
To push that high the heck out of the daggum
way. None.
I mean, in 2 weeks, we haven't had a low pressure.
So watching Weather Channel one day, they talked about, I guess this is La Nina year.
Yep.
And
yep.
Which means that the water is colder at the equator, and so they're calling for the rain, the above average temperatures. I'm like, no. I don't want that. Oh my god!
Yeah, it's La Nina.
La Nina.
La Nina, right?
Yeah.
Nina's hot and O is cold. Nino is cold. Yeah.
All right. So. Anyway.
Here's your weather forecast.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Fishing Forecast. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill.
Yeah. But anyway, whatever it is, it needs to...
It sucks.
It needs to break up and go away and give us something else besides this.
Dude, think about it. How long have it been since we've been offshore?
August.
Uh-huh. Seriously. I mean, you got a day here, a day there, but not for a little boat. It's kind of still a little testy.
Yeah, no. I have not broke the jetty since August.
Same
I mean, way. You know, and there was probably, like you said, there was probably one or two days.
Yeah, there's
that,
a couple
that
days.
We could have, but what are you going to go do?
Yeah, not for us. Sailfish.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You could maybe go to 9 Mile and catch a big bull red or something, but not knowing if they're there and what are you going to use for bait. And, you know, so we do what we're supposed to do, go put clients on fish inshore because that's, you know. And by the way, I don't know what the hell's going on, but brother, the mullet run.
This is the last of it.
I understand that. We said that 10 days ago.
When there wasn't any.
When there were no mullet. Uh-huh. And Scott, I'm telling you right now, on the low tide this morning and on the full high tide this afternoon, you could catch finger mullet wherever you went. Wherever you went.
I heard it started 2 days ago. I heard it started on, I mean, because I just fished Monday and I'm fishing again on Friday tomorrow. But I heard the last 2 days it got seriously thick.
Seriously thick. The jacks? The Bridge of Lions?
Really? Are they
on
there?
The incoming tide?
Ooh, I got four guys tomorrow.
It looks like something that we would normally see in September.
Really?
Oh, I'm talking, you know, when they're coming through that main. Oh, man, they're
wearing it
crushing
out. Okay,
them.
Good.
So I am. I did not catch mullet this morning because I was in a hurry.
Okay.
But I will definitely have some mullet on the boat tomorrow because when that tide switched, they started coming in really hard. It really wasn't a whole lot to do. And so
you got to go soaking somewhere then.
Yep. So maybe some jack fishing.
I'm in.
Might end the day.
Because we did. We talked about that last week's show, the show before that. We have not fished our jack wall at all this year.
No, we haven't.
I've just flounder fished it, but I haven't poppy cork fished it.
Nope, I haven't either.
You know? Nope. And it's the perfect tide right now. I mean, hell, we're working on 7 days of king tide.
Yeah.
So, I mean, dude, like, it's like crazy high.
No. I was telling you today, I'm going to say low tide was like 8:45, you know, and when I'm telling you it was low tide, now it wasn't very low, but low enough to fish. We had a pretty good little bite there on that, you know, thank goodness, because that first 45 minutes today on that tide, you got to pick your spot. But whenever we came underneath the Volano Bridge, 11:30, 11:40, something like that, it was over the pillars. Over the pillars.
Yeah.
And ripping in still. So
I'm just telling you.
You've had 6.5 to almost 7 foot tides.
Oh, every bit of it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, if you weren't from here, especially Volano, because most people out of town, unless you see it on low tide, they don't realize that thing is a 20-foot pad.
Right, yeah, exactly.
As high as that water is, most people think, oh, hell, it just goes straight down in the water.
Oh, yeah, you mean hitting it?
I mean, I'm talking about hitting it, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you were from out of town, I didn't realize it.
You know, they've got those little reflector things, but...
Yeah, but I think they were almost damn near covered up. I think they're bent over with the tide.
Yeah, I do, too, and not every corner has those on there either.
You know, I'm just saying, that's a big old pad, and you just think, oh, it's just... I would think that wouldn't be hard to run into one if you didn't know what you were doing.
No, yeah, absolutely. But I was very pleased with the bite today. Like I said, early once the tide switched, and it was fine on the beginning of the incoming tide.
But by 10:30, it was over.
Yep, by 10:30, you know, I mean, I was I tried throwing some popping corks and stuff like that, trying to find some high tide fish over some either rocks or oyster bars or something like that, and honestly, it's running so hard. You know, throwing a Cajun Thunder, you know, how it wants to lay out, you know, and so.
It's pretty much dock fishing from there on out.
Yep, you're right.
It's just, it's really hard. Like I said, I have four guys tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine for that first 2 hours. Once that tide turns, and I got to get out of the current.
Yeah.
There's nowhere you can fish but docks, so it's going to be
either
figure it out or it's a couple guys at a time kind of thing. I don't know what else to tell you.
No, I know. No, when is the what? And I haven't. When are these king tides supposed to be over?
Next week.
We're gonna have them all the way till next week. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think Saturday's like a 4.8 or 4.9.
Well, that's nothing. That's normal.
Yeah, but a positive 1.2 on the low side. So you add them together, it's going to be a king tide.
No.
Because
if it's a positive 1.2, that just means it's not going to get low.
It's not going to get low, but I'm just still saying, I think it's a, look no, at it.
I'll look at it. If it's a 4.6, that's a normal tide.
Yeah, I know what a normal tide is. I get it.
Okay.
But doesn't that mean the water's still backing up?
No, it just means
it's not
going to
get low.
No, it's not going to get low, exactly. That just means you're going to have a really slow current, slow
tide.
Well,
I know for a fact we have east winds all the way up to Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, but not
right
much
now.
To them.
5 to 10 tomorrow, they're calling.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it kind of amps back up a little bit over the weekend.
Yeah,
it's not much, though.
It's not.
Okay, well,
you're not going to be able to get offshore because you still got those huge swells coming from somewhere.
I mean, Epsilon.
You think it's really coming from that all the way from Bermuda?
I mean.
I'm asking you. Do you really think that's
wind
what
driven,
that swell?
Wind driven, yeah.
Holy cow, that's a long ways.
Well, what's Bermuda from here? About 600 miles? 500 miles?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
I don't know. I'm just trying to... I mean, it's only like 180 miles east of North Carolina.
Okay.
So draw it as a bird flies from here to there.
Yeah.
500 miles, maybe?
They're coming from somewhere because we don't have enough wind.
No.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they called 5 to 7 within 20 today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, if you happen to be out there when one of these squalls came through,
woo!
Boy, let me tell you.
Monday, I got blown sideways on one game out of nowhere.
We got blown sideways one
time. And it
just
was like, damn, I literally had to get on the big engine because it scared the hell out of me.
Well,
I'm not going to lie to you.
All right, let's take a break here on the Move Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank.
That's me.
I'm Captain Kevin Favor. And we come back,
we're going to check weather for better.
Okay, we'll do that, and we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana.
Really?
We have to.
We have to.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank.
That's me.
Did Leon get in touch with us there, Mike?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
We don't want to.
Yeah.
Moving along. Nothing to see here.
Moving along. No. So I don't know. Look, all tide charts are different.
I know.
So
I'm trying to look at another one.
Yeah. So what you're looking at, on the tide chart at outdoorshow.com, it shows a 6.2 tomorrow. And I haven't gone through the next 3 or 4 days, but that's probably what it was today. 6.2, 6.3, you know, it was up there.
Oh, it was up there. There's no doubt in my mind.
And there's not a lot of wind pushing it. I mean, there was a few times today it was like
still.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I was around the house and yeah, it was, you know, but then all of a sudden you look out in the back and you went, damn, those trees are touching one another now. I mean, they came out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, you know, you and I have talked about this for, literally, you and I, Leon, Chip, some of the coolest parts of our job are the people that we meet.
Uh-huh.
You know, the gentleman that fishes with you who hunts all over the world.
Lynn.
I mean, you guys have showed me pictures, and I was like.
I know, that's why he don't call me right now, because he's elk hunting and moose hunting and all that in Wyoming right now.
Right.
So
I took out Richard and Linda Bryant today. And we've had this trip booked for a while. And the reason that they couldn't go earlier in years because he's an outfitter in Alaska. And so April through November, he's in Alaska. So they do bear hunts in the spring, fish during the summertime, and then September, October is moose and caribou hunts. And you don't think him and I had a lot to talk about
I'm
today?
Just going
to
ask, how many waters did you drink? Because I know there's no way in hell you ever stopped talking.
Oh, my God.
It was hunting.
It was so interesting. The whole thing was interesting to me. But he killed a bear this year that weighed 1,800 pounds.
What? 1,800 pounds?
1,800 pounds.
Good God, the fur itself had to weigh 600.
I'm just...
The fur and the head.
You know, the animals and just Here's the other thing.
World.
Here's the other thing. What is it, and listen, folks. Here's the other thing that's hard as about being a charter captain. You're taking a guide, an outfitter. Okay, Richard and his wife own this place. This place is stunning. The pictures, the fish they catch, is ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right.
And 25-pound salmon or a little fish.
Yeah, and you're trying to put them on some redfish. You know what I mean?
Well, I tell you, your pressure was a little high today, wasn't it?
No, there's no doubt.
I hate taking people like – I just – gosh, your day is just so stressful. Really, truly.
No, I wasn't. No.
You're trying to updo whatever they do.
And there's no way you could do that.
I'm just telling you.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like taking – sometimes you take people out from Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know, and they catch 100 redfish a day.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, that ain't redfish ain't gonna stop right there at 3 feet and just let you drop down to him. I can promise you that.
Right. Yeah, but
if he does, that's one stupid redfish.
Great people, love what I do because of meeting people like that.
Uh-huh.
And they kept saying, "You gotta come, you gotta come." And I'm like, I'm going. Just don't know when.
Love to. Yeah, I'd love
I've got to save up a few beans. You know what I mean?
You
dude,
think?
I got to maybe stop the little, like a few days of deer hunting and do some extra charters and stuff.
Yeah. I agree to that.
Yeah, but anyway, seriously, if you just want to go see the pictures, folks, and look at this place, and look, if you want to go up there during the summertime and go fishing, I'm telling you, it's BearRiverAlaska.com. And when they call it BearRiverAlaska.com, when you see the pictures, he's out there. Richard's out there. He's got a cleaning table. And he's in the water.
Uh-huh.
And the bears are on the other side of the... creek.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because waiting on him to leave.
Waiting on him to turn around so they could jump him. Hell with that. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, so anyway,
I'm out.
It was.
Me and bears and snakes don't get along one another really well.
Well, that's what you have guns for,
huh?
Guns to protect yourself.
Man, speak of that, I saw some pictures today because that tide's been so high.
Yep.
That they had a
bears are in the trees.
No, close. Oh. Like literally. I don't know. What do you call it? What do you call a bunch of snakes? A school? I don't know. I'm just telling you, there was a school of rattlesnakes sitting on the beach down at Marineland.
From like Rattlesnake Island?
From like Rattlesnake Island starting to come across? I'm telling you, some freaking good ones, too. I'm not talking about just like pygmy size. I'm telling you about straight up 7 footers.
I want to see that picture.
I'll see if I can find it on my
phone. Because there's this island down there that we call Rattlesnake
Island.
Yeah,
we call Rattlesnake
Island. And so it's gotten flooded.
Right.
Yep.
But I'm just telling you.
Okay. I want to see that. I want to see it. All right, let's go talk to Leon. He must have been, like, cooking dinner or something.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yep. Leon.
We don't want to talk to him really.
I'm just unpacking still, brother. That's what I'm
doing. Oh.
Dear God. It's like eating an elephant. One box right after another. How are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing good.
Have you ever had a rattlesnake swim up to your boat before?
Yes.
I've had it happen one time to me, and I've had three snakes swim up to me, two rat snakes and a rattlesnake once.
I was at Capoe and had one swim up to me.
Yeah, Capoe was...
And I hit him with the net. And the other time, talking about scary, was in the middle of the night, Leon. This is years ago. I was shrimping. We were running stakes out on the St. John's River. So everything's dark. You're just running by, you know, freaking whatchamajigger lantern. And, man, I heard something hit the side of the boat. And it was a freaking moccasin, dude, that I caught in the net.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So it was like, well, I guess we're not eating shrimp out of this net full.
Yeah.
But, I mean, before we did that, we beat them into a new daylight. Yeah.
Good, good.
Beat the hell out of them with a paddle.
No, I...
Kevin. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I don't think that I have.
Three times. All three times I've had a snake swim up to me. I have been in the St. John's River fishing, bull red fishing. And all of a sudden, clunk, I look over. There's a rattlesnake swimming next to the boat, or there's two red rat snakes just swimming right by the boat. When the rat snake tried to climb into the boat, which I let let into the boat. But I'll tell you what, people misunderstand, I think, totally two things that can swim really well. One's a rattlesnake.
Yep.
Two, I kid you not, is an armadillo. An armadillo can swim like a boss. If you've ever seen one in the water, that sucker can swim. It's hard to believe, but they are darn good swimmers.
Well, I'll tell you one of the craziest things that I ever saw is I was running up behind a shrimp boat. This is years ago. This is 15 years ago. And the shrimp boat was probably 2 miles south of the inlet. Well, I saw a bunch of birds.
Right.
Diving. Right?
Right.
So when you see a bunch of birds diving and there's a shrimp boat up ahead of you, you're thinking, okay, well, maybe he's already dumped. Yeah, bycatch. So I stroll up there. There's no bycatch. You know what it was? A raccoon.
Really?
A raccoon swimming in the ocean.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And the birds were, an entire flock of seagulls.
Really?
Were wearing him out.
Wow.
I mean, wearing him out, dude. Like, we got you right where we want you now. I mean, that was pretty interesting to me, Leon, you know, how nature
works
like that. I'll
tell you what, man. I bet you old Rocket right about then was wishing you'd save him.
Yeah. Looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, no, because who's coming in this boat? Somebody's going to get in a fight because it ain't going to be
me. A raccoon?
Yeah.
A raccoon in a dip net?
Oh, my gosh.
No,
not a chance in hell.
Yeah.
Hey, but we have creeks actually named down here, Leon, and one of them we call Gator Creek, which is down south of the thing. But you know that.
Yep.
Years ago, there was like a 12-foot gator that lived on that sandbar, and he was no joke.
Yes, he was
no
joke.
He would hear you.
Yep.
I mean, it was one of those where you—
Did somebody finally kill him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They did?
Okay. Yeah, because he got way—you would hook a redfish from a long ways away, and he would come to you.
Right.
And you would have to beat him away with a paddle, and he was, you know, like I said, maybe 9 or 10 foot at that time, but he grew up to be a stud, and he always laid on that big sandbar at low tide. But here you are like in a little flat bottom boat or something like that, and you don't know. He could be behind you in that marsh and stuff like that, and you could get company, like, you know, when you hear fish like splashing around and stuff like that, because he came out of Marsh Creek, Leon, out of the ponds over there, and would come over here because it's not that far away to swim down that creek from Marsh Creek. And he got dangerous. Yeah, somebody took him out. This is way before we were allowed to gator hunt in salt water, he got too inquisitive.
Okay. That's just a swimming dinosaur at that point.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, this thing was huge.
Yeah, he got big.
I'll tell you about something else that's almost out of control right now, and it's all the porpoises. Have you seen? They're feeding and teaching their young right now around the little jetties with all these fingerling mullet coming through. They're coming through in packs, teaching their babies how to corral up mullet, and to watch them just feed. It's unbelievable just how many are in there teaching their babies how to feed.
Isn't that cool?
It is.
I watched a National Geographic show not that long ago, and it was like clean, really clear water where they did an aerial shot of it, and you know, it was somebody trying to commentate it, but boy, it was. What Leon's saying, the mom would sit there and show him what to do, and then he would go in right behind it and do like a figure S instead of a circle, you know.
Right.
But it's amazing. It didn't take long for him to take it on. I mean, he screwed up 2 or 3 times, and then fourth time he got it because he wasn't eating. Because mama says, "Look here, you're done with me. If you don't get nothing, if you don't get nothing on this pass, it's gonna be a long night. Your belly's gonna be growling."
That's right.
So he learned real quick how to do a circle. But it's pretty cool how they mud it up and all that kind of stuff and get them all confused, which we get to see that all the time.
We
see it in Salt Run all the time.
Right.
You know, on a big sandbar, they are just wearing them out.
Today they were, too.
Good.
Yes,
at least you're picking on my mullet instead of redfish.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because they could sure devour a school of redfish.
Leon, you fish much this week?
I've gotten in a few days this week. Yes, sir. Moved around a little bit. I fished up in the valley a little bit in a higher tide. Water's real dirty up there. Water salinity's decent. I think it's around a 14 or a 15, even with all this rain. So trust me, that's pretty good for the amount of rain we've gotten.
Yeah.
And I was using smelly cut crab up into the grass, and I did well on the on some redfish, fishing creek mouse on the outgoing tide. And then I called the parole officer, Scotty, and told him I was coming down to your neck of the woods. And I fished a couple of day of the last of the incoming tide in the mornings. And happy to say there was a lot of fingerling mullet around, which is a wonderful thing
to
see.
I heard. I can't wait for in the morning. I'm excited. They just showed back up again.
It's nice, man. When you can just make one nice throw, and you're like, thank you, Jesus, I have bait. You know,
I caught both of you guys on Monday, and I'm not lying to you. It looked like back in August, dude. It was freaking incredible. I ain't never seen so many tarpon out of the water.
Yeah, I missed that day.
I mean,
that was
everywhere.
I saw tarpon today.
I saw one tarpon when I was leaving Comanche Cove.
Okay. There was none at the Bridge Lines?
I didn't even look. I didn't.
I'm just saying, coming down that wall right there.
Yeah, I didn't even. I didn't spend enough time there.
I'm just telling you, that inlet from start to finish was absolutely, incredible.
On Monday, yeah. Uh-huh. Did you throw a rod out?
No, I didn't bring them.
Oh.
Because I thought it was over.
Yeah, I took mine out until I talked to Leon.
I'm sorry, I just don't like bull red fishing. I don't sit. I can't sit. I can't handle that. So I don't bull redfish. So I don't have a big
one. You sure seem to be able to sit at a dinner table.
Ooh. What was that all about? Why did I get that? Yeah. I just said I don't like catching bull reds. Where the hell did my weight factor come into play all of a sudden? Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just giving you a hard time, brother.
When's the last time you sat at a dinner table?
I don't know, dude. I don't have time anymore.
Yeah.
It's run and gun.
Isn't that terrible?
I know.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, I mean, like tonight. I mean, by the time my wife gets home and everything else.
I mean, I'll sit at the bar, Leon.
Yeah, no, that's no.
You know? But, I mean, seriously, when's the last time you sat at a dinner table, Leon?
It's not been long. It's been too long because right now my dinner table happens to be a piece of dry board right now at the house. I'm sitting in a fold-down chair with a piece of drywall, and that's my dinner table right now.
Not much
to clean up after it, so what the hell?
Yeah. I tell you what,
no spills. Don't worry about it if you spill anything.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Probably Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yes, it is. It's just my wife and I. She dinner time. She goes reads her little book and I scooted all the Captain's Choice stuff out of the way
exactly.
And I watch the news and I have my dinner at the card table.
Yep, exactly.
And I watch the news. That's what I do every night. Then I watch Wheel of Fortune, then I watch My Lids.
Supper used to be fun.
When the kids were around.
Yeah.
Because they used to throw food.
Scotty, all right, Leon, you go start tomorrow morning?
7:30.
Yeah, 7:30. Everybody, 7:30 in the morning?
7:30.
Move over. Papa's coming home.
We'll start throwing nets in the morning.
All right.
All right, buddy. See you in the morning.
Bye, buddy.
Later.
Bye, buddy.
641-1010, 641. I don't know if Chip's calling. Chip calling
nope,
in tonight?
Chip's in Georgia.
So what? It's dark.
I don't know. He probably killed something.
Doubt that.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, there are some mosquitoes around.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've been wearing the thermosol.
Talking about snakes.
A lot of fiber in those
mosquitoes.
What? A lot of fiber in those mosquitoes. It's some good eating.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Kevin Faber, Captain Scott Shank, always on Thursday nights here from 8 to 9 on 1010XL.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Captain Chip Wingo. Come in, Chippy.
What's the tide at Milan, Georgia?
Yeah.
At the old Oak Bogey there.
7.2.
How high is the tide?
7.2. Okay. Yeah. You go over that bridge and you look at that Oak Bogey, and it's like it's clay color.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
that current moves though, because I've been across there with you going up there, and that current's flying.
It rips. Have you ever had any Chip? You haven't been up there as long as me, but have you ever heard of them catching any fish in there? I mean, I've heard catfish, maybe.
Catfish, that
way too strong to catch a bass or a speckle.
Oh no, no, yeah, it's filthy.
Yeah, they catch bass in a lot of dirty water. Look at some of the rivers, the Mississippi,
a lot of those rivers are real dirty and clay like that. I don't know how the fish see it. I guess that's where vibration, flash, you know, and all that scent, everything else comes into play.
But that's like legit, like 7-8 knot current pushing what I come across that bridge.
Easily.
Yeah, well, you go in there and fish eddies and little back crawls and stuff like that for them.
Bends and stuff like that.
But you're not going to sit out in the middle of the current trying to catch them unless you're catfishing.
You should know well about that then. Your catfish could have been killed this week?
So high at home, it's ridiculous.
I didn't fish at the beginning of the week, but today it was.
Dude, it was brutal. You don't even want. You don't even know.
Yeah.
God, that Monday and that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Woof. Yuck.
That's when I break out the frog. That little double hook, soft body, you know, collapsible frog that has the little rubber band looking tails coming off of it. And Academy sells this one that's small, and you can cast it a mile. And, like, if you see the fish slurping on the grass, you know, with the back just comes out of the way, you hear them popping. You can flick it up there to them and just twitch it twice and stop and don't move it. And it looks like a carp just coming up, sucking it in. It's crazy, you know. But, I mean, when it gets too high, I was talking to a couple guys at the fly fishing, and they said they had to get them on the incoming and then the turn of the tide because the fish just weren't tailing. They couldn't see them.
Once it gets over, what, about 6'2", 6'3", Chip?
Yeah. When it gets that high, it's time to Martian hunt, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're lucky enough to see a redfish you catch at it, so.
I got to tell you all a story real quick. Yesterday, I just remembered this. I swear to you. I was going over the Three Trail Bridge, going east.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm going, damn, what the hell is that up against the tree line? I mean, the top was way up there. I'm telling you, these dudes were sight fishing. The dude was on the back of the pulling platform, and he is underneath that billboard that's right there as soon as you go over thing. He is right there pulling. So he had a foot of water, foot and a half of water.
Yep.
I mean, he had technical skiff. It was just the cutest thing. Yep. I mean, usually where you see the deer come out of the woods right there into that first little mud flat, he's right there at the tree line hunting redfish.
I've waded those flats down there around the 206. And been up in the oak trees.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, now we're back talking about rattlesnakes again. Are you really doing that?
I didn't say anything about rattlesnakes.
No, but there's high land right there. There's little peaks and hollers while you're stomping around. There's
I've never seen a rattlesnake there, but I have waded up on gators there.
I used to get fiddler crabs right there.
Because Moses Creek, right?
Yeah, Moses Creek. Yep. Same thing you're talking about, but on the south side. Mm-hmm. Remember that big old flat we always used to go get fiddler crabs in?
Yep.
But then they started getting smart, so they moved off the highway, and there was this little hammock island that's, I don't know, 300 or 400 yards off the road. Dude, I didn't bring a pistol. I was wading through that little – it was a little trail that had eventually been beaten down. Me and two moccasins got head-to-head right there, and it was like, okay, let's see if I can walk on water. I got the hell out of there. I never look for another damn fiddler. I never look for another damn fiddler again. I'll go pay $9 for the cup.
Hey, Scotty, I saw your tires. They're called Yokohamas.
Yeah, the Yokohamas. The 33s.
Yeah, I saw them.
Were they nice?
Yeah, I saw them when I went in there. Oh, they're awesome.
Were they nice?
I kind of had tire envy. I had to go by there and get them to fix my alignment and rotate the tires and everything, which they did for free because it's all.
Yeah, because I don't need a mud tire. I just want just an aggressive all terrain.
Yeah, you need to get.
That's a good tire.
They're awesome tires.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I'm there. I just got to slow down.
Awesome.
I got to go. I just got to slow down.
Slow down.
It's just hard to do it every other day when you're running right this second. I'm like working every other day kind of thing. This week I had 2 days off.
Yeah. Call him, make an appointment, have him come do it. Danny said, call him up. He's ready.
Yeah, just have him come do it at the house.
No, he can't do it at the house.
Oh.
Because I'm putting a lift in. He can't do the lift at the house.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're putting the lift in.
I got to go to the south side.
Look at you. You're going all out, man.
About an hour and a half.
Well,
take you about an hour and a half.
Because with my weight and the boat weight, truck squats already. I got to do something with the front end.
it's going to squat a little bit.
Hey, if you're fat, you got to pick on yourself, too. What? Huh?
So, I put the leveler on mine. You can see it squat just a little bit with the tongue weight on my just on my flat.
Yeah, I'm just scared. I don't want to go too much. I might not even go a full inch and a half. I might just do a one.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that. I don't want it. I don't want it squatting. I don't want to hurt the shocks on the back end.
You won't hurt them. You'll be fine.
No, you'll be fine. Now, boat related.
Yeah.
Does that help you?
What?
Yeah, having that lever kit, is it going to help you?
I mean, the front end sits down like this. I'm just thinking if I were to level it out, put a little more aggressive tires, because when I'm coming out the boat ramp,
mm-hmm.
where you don't, but I'm with those street tires, I'm whoop, yeah, it's screeching kind of.
Okay.
It misses and grabs,
right.
Especially on a low tide.
Yeah,
so I usually lock it in four-wheel drive just to come up out of the ramp, just because I don't want
to. No, you need to use your four-wheel drive, too.
Right, because I never use it. I don't hunt anymore, nothing like that, but I have four-wheel drive, so why not use it? So
right.
I lock it in and pull the boat
out.
Yeah, the only problem that I have, and I don't, I'm sure you've seen me launch, is my jack hits the ramp.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not up high enough.
No.
You know?
You need to go the opposite way instead of doing a drop down hitch.
Right.
You need to do the 1.5 raised hitch.
Exactly.
So it lifts you up. Because
exactly.
I do the same thing. Even my truck, the couple times I put in a Volano, I hit my daggum center support on my front of my trailer.
Okay. Because when it
gets on that thing and
yeah, because on your trailer. Correct me if I'm wrong. You could take the wheel and
yes,
and
my wheel can go either which way. It's
right,
not
right,
just
right.
one.
See, because mine's permanent.
Yours permanent. Mine can. You pull the handle and you flip it up.
Right. Right.
So my wheel doesn't grab. What grabs is the I drag my center I beam or whatever you want to call
it.
Because I don't have enough height on the truck.
Gotcha.
Because I got the 3.5 down just like you do.
Yes. Okay.
But I'm hoping with putting a leveling kit in the front and 33s.
It'll look good.
Yeah.
Put some exhaust on that puppy. Come to that
boat
with rawr, rawr. I'd let all you jokers know that Scotty's coming in the water. Rev him up and let him fire off a couple times. Shoot flames out like when you're young.
Oh, man. And I'm so the opposite now.
Oh, I don't give a damn. But no, come on.
Okay, what?
We're all sitting here.
Yeah.
When we were young at 16, 15, 16, 17, there was nothing better than straight pipes.
I had thrust.
And thrusters.
Yeah, thrusters.
And dude.
Yeah.
Jay man, bombs, it was the greatest because mine was 3-speed with granny low, and you just wham and throw it in the gear. It was the greatest thing. I used to shoot flames out my tailpipes whenever you let it backfire. You let the pressure build up in it.
Yeah.
And some poor little lady's driving next to you, shoot like a 1.5-2-foot flame out of both tailpipes. Boom! And she just scared the hell out of me.
You're right. No. But right now,
I want it as quiet as can be.
Yeah.
I don't want my tires humming.
Right. I don't. I've got duals.
You do.
On my
you're
truck.
Loud. You're way too loud for me. I hate riding your truck.
And I do not like it. Because I've turned the radio up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've turned the radio up louder. You know.
Johnny.
Yeah. You know. You can. And I told Carrie the other day. I was like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about going and just. Get the duels, you know. Yeah. And she's like, no. She's like, I like to. She likes, you know. She's like, I can hear you coming to the house. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, why do you need to hear me coming to the house?
Yeah, I'm trying to sneak in here in the middle of the night. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to know I've had. Yeah.
So, anyway,
it's crazy though. The older we
good.
Get,
Chip,
the quieter what, we
What's your schedule? You bull red fishing or what?
It looks like I've got some coming up. When I get back. I was supposed to fish the Flounder Pounder, and I haven't heard back on that. So,
is that Saturday?
Yep.
That's Saturday. I think there's a
Are
Trump parade also yeah. Saturday.
The Trump parade's going on. I axed that out.
Yeah. So.
They're meeting at the 312 Bridge Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
At the 312?
That's fine. You can be done by then.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to catch a flounder, it's going to be before 9 o'clock. I mean, on the tide, but I'm just saying.
I saw a flounder today that would have scared you.
Really?
Scared you.
Where's he at?
He was at the no-wake sign. Saw him come out of the water and eat mullet. And I'm just telling you, I forgot all about
pounds?
It. All day. Probably bigger than that. Probably double digits.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
But is he high on them oyster beds where it's going to be hell to try to get to him?
No. He was kind of, there's a no wake sign, folks. That's why we call it the no wake sign. And it's a grass bank. And he was probably 3 feet off of the grass bank.
East or west of it?
Dead in front of it.
dead in front of the thing?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean, an absolute stud.
He ain't going nowhere.
There's gonna be 30 boats there tomorrow.
No, half
every,
people don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
unless Al's fishing.
Yeah, yeah, but. But he blew up. There was a big school of mullet coming down the
really?
Bank, and I just happened to be in it.
And he did a double backflip on
unbelievable.
It?
Unbelievable.
Really?
I was like, holy cow, that was a big flounder. Yeah, big fish. Big fish. Left a 55-gallon drum hole where he
came
up.
All right, Chip, what we're talking about is scattered oysters, but pretty oystery to a certain extent.
Yep.
Okay? That fish is there. We know he's there. He's gonna be there tonight because it's like getting it pouring outside right now. I mean, it is still pouring. Water's too dirty for anybody gigging, so he ain't moving anywhere. That's his home until somebody gets him. What am I throwing on him? Do you go up there? Would you throw him a spinner bait?
No.
Where you can kind of tick the oysters. What would you do? Because he's shallow.
10-inch leader on a popping cork with a cut his tail off and drifting right by it. Keep drifting him by,
because
he'll come up and eat it.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's not in
foot of water.
To a foot to 2 feet of water. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Would you run something fast by him, or would you sit there and fish him?
I'd slow that mullet down, make him not look like everybody else. But I would throw a spinnerbait though first. Spinnerbait with a white curly tail fish bites on it.
Yep.
You know, because you saw that when I caught them off the oyster bars like that.
Yep.
If the spinnerbait hangs, you can just pull it right off.
Yeah. And that bite on a spinnerbait is so, I mean, they chase, just what you just said. He does a double backflip over mullet. That's, when I fished with Chip last year or whatever, throwing spinner, dude, the bite will just, I mean, it literally ripped the rod out of your hands.
That's so cool.
I mean, it's not no little tick. It's boom.
Yeah.
I mean, and the whole water
just
blows
it and
up.
Stop.
Yep.
So you're hooked. I mean, it hooks itself. All you do is turn the rod and keep reeling. You're on. So I love throwing spinnerbaits. I mean, I could throw them all day long on a flood tide or flooded grass or, you know, high water. So much fun. You know,
it's good stuff. So, all right, Chip, we got to run, buddy.
All right, see you.
Enjoy,
bye, buddy. Enjoy Georgia.
Enjoy Georgia, absolutely.
Be safe.
641-1010, 641-1010. Give us a call right here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shake. I'm Captain Kevin Faber. We got one more small segment to go. We are back.
This is the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
All right, real quick, before we get out of here, let's do a weather forecast. Tonight, 10 to 15 out of the east. Tomorrow, 10 knots out of the east, 3 to 5. Let's just get to the weekend.
Yeah.
Northeast, 5 to 10 on Saturday, 3 to 4. Sunday, northeast winds 5 to 10, 3 to 4. So it's just a swell.
Mm-hmm.
A little choppy. Yeah. I mean, not comfortable. Let's just put it that way.
No, I got better things to think about than going offshore.
Well, but it's going to be beautiful weather to fish inshore.
Yeah, no, but this weekend, too, the state of Florida starts black powder season.
Yeah, so that's true. And it's always.
I would be in a tree with a black powder gun. Because I am not good with a bow and arrow. I can reach out and touch something, though, with a black powder gun.
Okay, but if you're going fishing, you've got really good tides.
Yeah.
Really good
like
tides.
Like 11:30, 12 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Tomorrow's 8 o'clock low tide, so where are you
just
coming up
hold
with?
Hold on.
My gosh. 11
just
o'clock.
Hold on.
Folks, if you're going fishing this weekend, go early. You've got great tides early
right.
in the morning.
10 o'clock low.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
So
9:48 in the morning. But with that being said, still, you got plenty of time. But boy, when it switches,
yep.
I mean, even though I'm telling you it's Saturday morning, it's 9:48.
Yep.
It's probably like 10:30 low.
Yep.
In legit. But man, when it comes in by noontime, it's you're done.
Well, go watch football.
Oh, no kidding. At least the Gators play back again this weekend.
No, they're postponed.
They're still postponed again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Where have you
don't play
been?
Until Halloween.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. Really?
Seriously.
2 weeks without Gator football?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear that, boy?
What am I going to do? 2 weeks without Gator football. What the hell am I going to do?
I don't know. Folks, make sure you join us for the Nemnick Outdoor Show on Saturday morning from 7 to 10. Myself, Loggeman, Captain Kirk will all be there. And trust me, that's kind of a rarity for this
time of year. Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Yep.
I'll be there, too.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll all be there.
Okay.
I'll be there in the last half hour.
You'll be there in the last half hour? Good.
The problem is, I'll be starting to feel it because next week starts a rut in Georgia. So I can guarantee for the next 3 weeks, somebody in that crew ain't going to be there.
And somebody in this crew ain't going to be there either.
Oh, damn. Well, folks, you'll be listening to me coming live from the 1010 Studios starting next week for the next 3 weeks. So, Michael, make sure you get that system hooked up. I'll be there next week.
I got you.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Y'all have a great weekend of fishing. See ya.
See ya.